Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
There's a breakaway scientific dictatorship that has developed a plan and believes they're going to be immortal if they can kill the rest of the humans they've been promised to steal. They publicly say it's our sacred program to get rid of humans, the scourge of the planet, the disease. That's what's taught at the PhD level. That's what's in the universities. I remember like 12 years ago I was making Endgame, and Dr. Pianca at UT was the head of the biology department, and he, on his own website at UT, pledged himself to Lucifer, said he was a druidic priest. He gave a speech to the Texas Academy of Sciences, projected skulls on the wall, and said, soon we'll all die from airborne Ebola, and I'm ready to die. Humans are bad. He got a standing ovation, it was reported by the news. Now, his students, some of which work in biological weapons laboratories, sent threatening letters to us, WorldNet Daily, and others, and were in the news defending him, saying, look, humans are a disease. We need to all die. The real plan is to kill everyone. Pianca just won't tell you that. So you have to understand that it's going to be Infowars.com and Natural News, maybe DrudgeReport.com, last place standing. They're banning everything right now. And this is so diabolical and so evil. I know it sounds insane. And the reason it can win is it's so over the top. Who could admit this to themselves? But it's exactly what Revelation says. Mike?
Well, Band.video, your new video site, I'm so glad you launched it. I think it's really important for the upcoming election. Band.video, as well as my video platform, Brighteon.com, and, you know, BitChute's out there, maybe a couple of others. I think that's it. We're going to be the last platform standing through which conservatives or pro-liberty people or even just pro-truth people can get their message out. And with the 2020 election coming up, I'm starting to really be concerned about this, Alex, where I don't think that the Trump administration can take action against the tech giants quickly enough to reestablish freedom of speech before the 2020 election, which means it's going to be up to us, our independent platforms, to provide that public debate. And, you know, one thing actually I'm really frustrated about, by the way, across the liberty community is that so many people are still just pushing YouTube and Facebook as long as they have a channel there. Folks, you got to switch over.
Yeah. Drudge came here 3.5 years ago and warned of this, and I was talking to other big site people today in newspapers, and they're like, well, we understand, but we're not going to ever promote you because they might ban us. And I said, I don't need you to promote me. I said, they're going to get you. They're picking people off every day. That's a program. It's how authoritarians work. They only come for certain people incrementally so no one ever rises up till it's too late. These people are fools.
Yeah, that's right, because, look, YouTube is never going to give you a fair shot. If they haven't banned you yet and you have a pro-liberty message, it's just because they're waiting for the right time to ban you, probably closer to the election, where they can devastate your audience, you know, with the appropriate strategy. Look, the point is,
they have an algorithm. They don't want you to build something beforehand.
They
want you to be sucker punched.
That's right.
Caught with your pants down.
Now, by the way, is band.video, I know you're going to continue to expand the channels and the shows and the people
that
are on there, right? That's the plan. I think that's absolutely crucial because, you know, even you should offer a channel to Trump's campaign manager, you know, Brad, or others. Just say, look, come in. Here's your logins.
Sure. If nationalists and conservatives, libertarians started working together, and if Trump then promoted sites, I know he's tweeted out Paul's site and our stuff, that's great. It should be every day. One American News Network, National News, it should be every day. Because we really have the power. We're the producers. But instead, everybody just kind of, oh, here, give the dog a bone. Let's still be on Twitter and Facebook. And only Drudge has been the visionary long before, you know, 10 years ago, saying get the hell out of Facebook and Twitter. And now they're just nightmare echo chambers.
Yeah, Drudge, he saw this coming. He was warned, I think, by a Supreme Court justice,
yes.
Wasn't it? And he warned you many years ago.
He was told the plan. It was all coming.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. This is all engineered. And by the way, the only reason that you're standing and that I'm still standing is because we have our own product revenue streams based on high quality, lab verified.
And now they're trying to detect that. So
that's right. That's why
naturalnews.com, great products, InfoWarsStore.com. We got some amazing sales that end today, by the way. I didn't even plug last hour. We have the Beto 9 shirt, and we have the new Operation 51st State Take Over the Moon shirt. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us, Mike Adams, naturalnews.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
You know, there's been a process, a phenomenon where people tuned in by the millions every day for a long time. And they thought I was crazy and entertaining, and a lot of it was true, but a lot of it wasn't. Now people are really concerned because hundreds of things we've talked about have now completely come out exactly as we said. And they're like, how did you know exactly how fluoride would reduce the IQ? How did you know exactly how it lowers fertility? Because there are already hundreds, really thousands of studies going back 100 years. Now it's just all being thrown in your face because they're just moving on to the next poison. And so when we tell you there's a plan to set up a world government run by AI and a post-human world, and the globalists say that they're going to merge the machines and we're going to be obsolete and we're going to be removed because we're fallen, that is a psychotic, beyond Hitler exterminism that we see through so-called elites and dictators throughout history, where communist fascist emperors, Attila the Hun, that when they take over, they end up killing almost everybody but maybe some women they want to keep, some slaves they want. Well, now human life is beyond cheap. It's like garbage to them. And so we can joke around about China, who's killed over 100 million of their own people, they admit, 60-something million under Mao, with the New York Times 2 weeks ago writing another op-ed praising Mao Zedong after he died. Well, David Rockefeller wrote one praising Mao in the 1970s when he died. I guess it was 76. So you can read these op-eds praising someone that killed way more than Hitler. And then realize they made one-sided deals to move us to China, to move our industry, to have where they have no environmental standards, no carbon taxes. And it was in the news today. Stories up on InfoWars.com. The China will make no carbon cuts. Outlaws protesting carbon. Says it's all a fraud, but then funds environmental movements here to say, oh, get rid of your coal. Well, America is a net energy exporter for the first time in history. Now, if they can take that away from us, that's economically winning. Well, where is the left? Where have they invested China? So this is economic warfare. Okay, there's the story. The world's leading greenhouse gas emitter, China, taps out a global climate scam. So that's the key here. They have no standards. So how is cutting all of ours, that's what they call water vapor, toxic waste out of our plants, because that's all that's coming out, that carbon dioxide. That's the scam. So I wanted to, this is a little piece for band.video. It works just as good as YouTube. We're upgrading. We're adding a lot of new channels. A lot of new people are going to have channels. You're welcome to have one on there, Mike. I mean, again, we'll have people try to set us up and stuff, so it's got to be, folks that are invited that are contributors to it. But we're going to add hundreds of channels to it, and that takes funding. That's why your support at InfoWarsStore.com is so critical to build an independent infrastructure outside of Silicon Valley's out-of-control behavior. But here's a little piece we put together where we make a joke about the communist Chinese government being symbolized by a bloodthirsty dragon. But folks can't handle the hardcore truth, so maybe they can handle a cutesy tyrant. Here it is. From fentanyl, the Chi-Com government dragon. We
are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans who Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do. I just caught you, American. You visited band.video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit band.video or I have to hurt your eyes.
Now let's talk facts. There's an article on Infowars.com that has Amnesty International links to state party executions. And you can follow the links if you'd like and see people being executed at sports stadiums and public executions. If you're caught with 1 gram of any type of opiate or fentanyl, you're executed. But China gets caught shipping just a month ago 25,000 tons of this garbage into the United States, and up to kill 10,606,000 people with an overdose. So I want to roll for you what's on Sky News in Europe, but I've not seen this on U.S. News. Maybe it's there. Maybe you've seen it. But shocking footage leaked from inside Chinese re-education torture camp. Chinese government defines million-man camps as vocational. That's Sky News reporting that. And again, it shows a million-man camp and 600 being loaded on a train, head shaved and blindfolds on. That's what they do when they take you to executions. And again, you can find hundreds of photos of Chinese executions. They wear blue and they wear red gowns. And you can see them being taken for execution. There, that's 600 being led out of the million-person camp in western China. That's in Mongolia. And those are the ethnic group. It's basically genetically Chinese, but they are Muslims. And I've seen some sick comments on InfoWars saying this is how we should handle the Muslims. Just because the Muslims, every country they take over, they throw everybody out or kill them, or the Chinese communists do that, doesn't mean we become them. Okay, that doesn't mean we bring them here either and let them tell us what to do. But this is very, very serious. Mike Adams, your wife, we're going to play some of this video. There's no audio. From this death camp, but your wife's from Taiwan. You know what's happening in Hong Kong. We've even seen a lot of our media support China cracking down on autonomous Hong Kong. China's our main competitor economically, militarily, and they've bought off the Democratic Party. Some people on the right wing, though, say, oh, no, China's not a problem. This is weird.
No, China's a huge problem. And remember that all those people that you showed in that video that are being led perhaps to their death or to be tortured, they were originally captured by high-tech surveillance. So it's companies like Google and Facebook that
helped them.
In fact, yeah, empowering China to become this horrific, you know, worse than Stalinist, worse than the Third Reich type of police state. And at the same time, and you're well aware of this, China, they're already carrying out warfare against the United States. Fentanyl is a form of chemical warfare against the United States of America to poison our citizens and kill our citizens. And it's killing over, 65,000 a year. Right now,
that's just fentanyl.
Yeah, and the number is probably much higher. At the same time, and this is where we got to get into artificial intelligence.
You're taking over next segment.
No, but this is highly relevant. See, China's working on AI
with Google. Google doesn't work with us. They've moved to China, and let's be clear, they made the Uyghurs 2 years ago all take in each family a cell phone that by law has to be plugged in. This is in the news, and then they listened with it, and then that's how they rounded up 2 million. There's 2 1-million man camps.
Oh, and the 5G technology is all about being able to turn on your mobile device and have the government do a real-time streaming monitoring of what you are seeing.
And is that why Trump's so angry at Huawei?
Well, I think there are patent and intellectual property reasons also.
Sure, but it's two competing AI grids.
Yeah, it is. But understand, 5G is the infrastructure that can carry the high-speed bandwidth necessary to turn every phone into a surveillance.
For the panopticonic real-time Internet of Things.
Exactly. The reason they don't care about the health consequences is because it's not about protecting your health. It's about spying on you. You know, they convince a certain number of Americans to buy Amazon devices or Apple devices.
And that pays for the grid.
Yeah, but you know, people have spy devices in their homes, but that's not enough. They want to see what you're seeing.
And this can read data over power line, which they're not activating.
Yeah, that technology exists as well.
And they've got the smart bulbs.
But wait until China has an AI system that's smarter than any U.S. AI system.
We're putting in the grid for the AI to take over.
And this is the ultimate kill weapon. Whoever does it first, Alex, will dominate the world.
Remember the movie Species, where the aliens over the radio satellite SETI send us a message for DNA, and they put it together, and it's a disaster. Well, whatever this is, AI is an alien. These new human-animal hybrids are alien. It's new. We're making aliens. We're making our destruction. It's more dangerous than hydrogen bombs, and the establishment's just pell-mell rushing into it.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. No one can back off of it. The corporations and the governments that are all involved in this research, they can't back off because they don't want to be left behind.
It's all a race with each other, yeah. But it's still a race to destruction.
It is. It's a race to humanity's suicide. It's total annihilation. That's where this ends up. But you can't not do it because you don't want China to have it first and kill us first.
Mike Adams, you take over. I'm going to be here, but you're going to take over the next three segments when we return. We're getting into a major step towards the singularity and towards what that's going to do, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Google has come out with encryption-breaking systems with quantum computing that's nothing else like it. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Systems by elites, and so they're going to build the AI, they're going to build the fission fusion systems, they're going to build the artificial black holes, they're going to build the antimatter weapons like the Air Force talked about 10 years ago. So Mike Adams is a smart engineer, one of the smartest people I know. He's got articles at nationalnews.com, but also mirrored at InfoWars.com with a post of this live feed, so you can share this right now. Why Google's quantum supremacy means end of encryption security for cybersecurity, military finance, and personal communications. The way you laid it out is amazing. And Forbes gets into this some with their Google claims quantum supremacy making a major milestone in computing. But just explain why this is so huge, why this is so massive.
Sure. Let's back up. So on Friday, NASA co-published a science article that was authored by Google scientists. They have a publishing arrangement on their science articles. So NASA published a science paper, and then I think Fortune magazine and Financial Times picked it up, and they covered it as quantum supremacy, reporting a 53-qubit quantum computer achieving this amazing milestone, which we'll explain more here in a few minutes. Almost immediately, Google pulled the study and then claimed that it wasn't ready for publication, but they didn't deny it. They didn't deny its existence or deny its conclusions. So, you know, the cover-up begins, is what I wrote. Then I did a summary report on Saturday, and Paul Joseph Watson covered that. I want to thank Paul for covering that. And by the way, Alex, just you to have the courage to cover this. For some reason, the independent media is not covering this story. I don't know if they just don't grasp the implications.
They just don't want you to know that it can break the crypto, which we should talk about solutions to this instead of denying it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this breaks classic cryptography. And we can talk about the reasons why. Basically, within 2 to 3 years, what this means is that according to Google scientists, they will be able to go to 100 qubits and then 200 and then 400. Once they pass 256, which is the number of bits in most modern, you know, cryptocurrency encryption algorithms, once they pass 256, they can break all encryption of modern cryptocurrency, which is RSA or AES algorithms. And then what they can do is spoof the origins of all cryptocurrency transactions. So using this quantum computer, Google could basically drain everybody's crypto wallets without anyone knowing. And in fact, the blockchain system would process all those transactions as if they were normal. So that's the capability of this. And it's all based on, well, you know, I don't want to get too geeky on this, but let me just mention the implications. This will be able to break all military encryption another 1 to 2 years later. So military-grade encryption, 1024, even 2048-bit military encryption, will be rendered useless.
But, and that's conservative because these jumps are logarithmic.
Yeah, that's I am being conservative. You're right. The paper said that it's double logarithmic advances in this technology. But even then, the fact that a 1024-bit quantum computer can crack 1024-bit encryption in fractions of the time that would normally be expected. For example, if you encrypt a file or, you know, a transaction or something, a cryptocurrency transaction, it might take 1 second to encrypt it. But with current computers, it might take a billion years to break that encryption. On a quantum computer, it might be broken in 1 second. You see, so the reason cryptography is secure is because it relies on what's called the asymmetry of computational complexity, where you can encrypt something in a split second, but to break it might take a billion years. That goes away with quantum computing. It makes it symmetrical. The amount of seconds that you put into the encryption is basically equivalent to the amount of seconds that it takes them to break that.
And the answer to this is a lot of out-of-the-box thinking, but if you just go back the common sense that in many areas of life, we don't need things to be automated and digital. We don't need it to all be controlled. That allows vertical integration. That's why the control freaks want it. We need to have both complex lives but also decentralized lives as a balance in nature. I believe should be a rule going into the future that it's not done by governments, corporations, but that is organically supported by humans, that we should not just transfer everything over to this system.
Well, right, and encryption protects private communications, and it protects our private transactions and so on. Private emails, like hush mail.
So, end of privacy.
It's the end of privacy as we know it. That's exactly right. And
if you think there's a lot of hacking and backdoors now because governments want backdoors and corporations do, this is going to be abused. This is going to just cause absolutely devastating disasters. And once AI has it, if it doesn't like us, once we're all dependent on machines, it just turns it off and we all starve to death.
Well, so you just nailed it. So what happens when you combine AI super intellect with quantum computing, which means no more secrets? Like that movie Sneakers, Too Many Secrets, and they had this box that could break any code. That's about to become reality.
No more firewalls, no more bulkheads. Total disease spread of viruses.
And right now you can encrypt your hard drive and you can have a private hard drive. You have to enter, a decryption password.
The 5G just looks right into it.
Well, with this quantum computing, they could break your hard drive encryption in fractions.
Sure, but beyond that, they've been engineering for 20 years quietly that most of the chips are really transceivers, and that they could, so they can grab the info off once 5G goes in.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, 5G is built as a sweeping up, hoovering up all the information.
People think their computers are all cut off, and what's the term they use when they're not plugged into the web? The government does it, but it's not really happening.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, but here's, check this out. So the NSA right now is hoovering up every email that's encrypted, right? And even though they can't break that encryption today, they're archiving all those emails. They will be able to break that encryption 2 years down the road or 3 years down the road. So you are sending, let's say you're sending your private financial data over the Internet, but you've encrypted it, and you think it's safe. Today it is safe. 2 years from now, they can retroactively break it because the NSA has a copy of it, which means they can go back into all of Trump's finances, as an example, and they can hack into all of Trump's encrypted files, which, of course, Jerry Nadler wants to do every day anyway. It's like,
and they can also fake them.
Of course. Absolutely.
Fake voice prints, fake video. You think deep fakes are bad now? Just get ready till AI has it.
Right. So remember in World War II, Enigma? The machine was called Enigma. It was a way for the...
And they didn't let the Germans know the whole war they had it.
That's right. And it's what allowed us to know the strategic moves of the German army. Imagine now if China achieves the quantum computing decryption capabilities ahead of the United States.
And why has Google thrown their lot in with them? You're going to host now the last two segments.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in the control room and watch this because I want him to have two segments to really get into his articles that are at newswars.com, infowars.com, and naturalnews.com. Wherever you get them, spread them because the only way these articles get out is you. Separately, we're ending this big sale, one of the biggest we've had in a while, today. Turbo Force, Brain Force Plus, all great nootropics, the best energy you've ever had. I mean, these dwarf anything out there. The fish oil, the krill oil, the Body's Ultimate Turmeric, the fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine, a little silver fortified. We even have 75% off one item. That is the 8-pack Power Stack AMPM. That is below cost because I want you to try it and see how amazing it is. I mean, it's just insane. We've also got the Beto Not Designer T-shirt dealing with our semi-autos. And we also have the pre-orders for Operation 51st State, which is so amazing. If you're a radio listener, you better go check it out on InfoWarsStore.com. But regardless, your purchases of these products make everything we do here possible. So please take action today because, taking money you earn and putting it into information warfare means we stand against the globalists that are working so hard to try to take us off the air. But regardless of what you do, please tell everyone about the local radio station or TV station you're watching us on and spread the link to InfoWars.com/show and band.video because we're making a real resistance against this. They want radio silence from a pro-human source. All this anti-God, anti-human, satanic new world order comes in. We're going to be here as long as we can, warning you because things are about to get real serious. They want us off the air before it hits, but we're going to be here thanks to you. Mike Adams takes over.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol Powered Can't Miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in here for the last two segments of this show today on this Sunday. I'm going to talk about the quantum supremacy claims of Google and, more importantly, the implications for humanity. And I was talking with Alex off the air here, and I think we both agree that humanity is in deep trouble. What's coming, not just from this quantum supremacy, but also artificial intelligence, will challenge our very existence. And, of course, no one in the mainstream media seems to have any understanding of this or even a willingness to cover it. And that's one reason why I'm so thankful that this platform exists here on InfoWars and for your support to keep this platform alive and humming. And more than ever, I mean ever in the history of human existence, InfoWars needs your support. InfoWars needs to be well-funded so that we can continue to get this message out. Now, we have a conundrum as the human race. The conundrum is that, well, there's a race to see who can develop AI first, which nations or corporations can build it first, and also which nations or corporations can master quantum supremacy first. These are two different technologies, but they do overlap in certain ways that I'll talk about here. Now, the conundrum is that if we don't develop these technologies, we will be enslaved and dominated and annihilated by communist China, which is absolutely working on these technologies. And, of course, Google is probably working with China on this as well, because Google is the most evil corporation in the world. It seems like Google hates America, and Google doesn't want America to be the dominant force in the future of our world. So China has been chosen by Google because they like this communist approach to the world. They like to have, you know, people enslaved. They don't want individuals to have anything resembling liberty. But if China has this technology first, then they will defeat the United States military, because the military will have no more secrets. There will be no ability for the Pentagon to broadcast communications to submarine commanders or troops or, you know, leaders anywhere in the world, because all those messages, which are transmitted over the open airwaves, you know, they just propagate through the atmosphere as electromagnetic waves, they will be able to be cracked by China if China develops quantum supremacy first. So, in other words, we can't back off of this technology. We have to pursue it. And yet, we all know, at least those in the highest levels of science and mathematics, we know that this technology will be the annihilation of humanity. So it's a suicide pact, almost. And yet, you still can't back off of it because you don't want to be defeated by the enemies of the United States. So here's what's really happening. This technology, this research, is being pursued by many corporations. It includes Google, Microsoft, even Nokia is involved in some of this. It includes Communist China, the United States of America, the NSA, and other corporations, IBM, for example. Alibaba in China has been pursuing some of this. You can just go through the U.S. Patent Office and you can see a multitude of patents, thousands on, you know, quantum computing and artificial intelligence and all these things. There are thousands of patents already, much more coming. But this technology is the great enslaver of humanity because it concentrates power into the hands of the few. If you thought you were living in a slave nation now, a slave world, a tech environment where you are spied upon, where Google builds psychological profiles, where your emails are read by Google to be used against you, exploited to manipulate you, if you thought that was bad, wait until Google has a working 512-bit quantum computer that can decrypt every encrypted file or every encrypted transaction that you might send or that an organization might send, such as a bank. Banks issuing wire transfers could be completely transparently read by Google or even spoofed by Google if it's the first one to have this capability. So in other words, whatever corporation controls this technology first will be able to dominate global finance. They will be able to compromise all cryptocurrency as it exists today. They will be able to read all encrypted communications, emails, military messages, and even archive files that have been previously encrypted that they've already stored at the NSA because they've been sweeping up all these files for many years. So you might have secrets that you emailed somebody 5 years ago. A secret document, a secret code, a secret financial spreadsheet that you encrypted, that will be broken in the future by this technology, and you might be retroactively prosecuted for something that you thought was perfectly safe. This is coming. And now, let's talk about cryptocurrency for a second. Now, I know, look, I'm in favor of the whole idea of cryptocurrency. I'm in favor of decentralization. The Federal Reserve is a scam. It's a criminal cartel of fiat currency to control humanity. And they've controlled us since 1913, creature from Jekyll Island. They've done a damn good job of controlling us. But cryptocurrency has a vulnerability now because of quantum computing. Unless Bitcoin and other crypto platforms, unless they find a new way, a much stronger version of cryptography, which I'll talk about it in a second. There is such a thing called quantum cryptography that might be a solution for this. But if we don't switch to that, all cryptocurrency will be compromised. According to Google scientists, they're estimating within 2 to 3 years they will have that capability. So start your clocks. Start thinking about this. In 2 to 3 years, you know, all the cryptography that protects cryptocurrency today might be compromised. That's a very big deal, especially since all of us support decentralization. So the question is, how can we continue to function as individual pro-liberty citizens in a world that is increasingly centralized by these evil tech giants that can then read all our secrets, that are almost omniscient? They know everything about us, way beyond anything that you can imagine now. I mean, now, right now, today, Google knows what videos you watch on YouTube. They know what search terms you're looking for. They read your emails, all this. They know the analytics of which websites you visit and so on. But that's nothing compared to when they're going to read all your secrets and know everything about you. Now, imagine this. What happens when there's a Supreme Court justice nominated by President Trump or a future president, when this quantum cryptography technology exists in the hands of an evil corporation like Google that has already been proven to try to steal elections and manipulate elections? You know exactly what's going to happen. They're going to go Kavanaugh squared. They're going to go Kavanaugh at a quantum level. They're going to spill every secret of every document, of every piece of history, every email, every conversation from the history of that Supreme Court nominee if they're a conservative, if they oppose abortion. So you see, what they did to Kavanaugh is nothing compared to what they're going to do to future nominees that resist the globalist tyranny, the globalist hive mind system that they want to push on all of humanity. This is really what's coming. And they're going to use this technology as a weapon system against every member of Congress, against every senator, against every Supreme Court justice and every president. And sadly, I'm just going to tell you a simple truth here. You'll agree with it, but I'm going to get in trouble for saying it. Republicans in Washington, D.C. tend to not understand technology. They don't understand cryptography. They're not that good on computers, by and large. There are exceptions to this, but by and large, they're not good with computers. So they don't understand the implications of this technology, whereas it's the Democrats and the leftists who are dominating these fields, who run Google, who run Facebook, who actually see the implications of this. Bill Gates knows what's coming. He's a smart person. I think he's evil in his application of technology, but you can't legitimately say that Bill Gates has a low IQ. He doesn't. He gets it. He understands technology. He just chooses to use it against humanity instead of for humanity. I would like the opportunity for us pro-liberty, pro-Trump, pro-America individuals to find a way to use technology for the good of human liberty, for the good of humankind. And again, coming back to it, that's why this platform needs to exist right here at Infowars.com, because what's coming is going to steamroll everything. Everything out there that you thought was pro-liberty, your websites, your cryptocurrency, everything can just be annihilated by these technologies, artificial intelligence, and quantum computing, especially when combined. That combination, I believe, will spell the end of humanity. And I'll talk about that more when we return here on InfoWars Sunday edition. This is Mike Adams here filling in for Alex Jones for one more segment. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break with more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroeder.
Troyer or Paul Watson band videos. We are building it to be a place where band memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called band.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at band.video.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Twilight Zone here on InfoWars Sunday edition. Mike Adams filling in for the last segment. I was with Alex here earlier talking about these big deal issues: AI systems, quantum computing, humanoid robotics, and what happens when you combine those three technologies in the hands of a company that wants to murder humanity. Yeah, it's not a pretty picture, and it is very much Twilight Zone. But hey, before we get to that, let me share something fun with you. I was recently at a conference speaking in Branson, Missouri, and I think there were 3,000 people there live, so I got to speak in front of a live audience for the first time, which was always a lot of fun. And so many fans of InfoWars were there at the event, maybe many watching right now, and a woman came up to me and gave me this incredible piece of handmade artwork here that I'm showing on the desk here. And this is an InfoWars kind of a celebration, saying thank you to all the people involved here, not just Alex Jones, but Will Johnson, Owen Schroyer, and Savannah Hernandez is here, Paul Watson, even Robert Barnes, and many other names here. And Matt Drudge is mentioned, and some others, Gavin McGinnis as well. Just kind of a homemade piece of artwork to say thank you. And this is really a metaphor for what I witnessed, which is so many people walking up and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the air. Thank you for keeping InfoWars alive and going. Thank you for having the courage to tell the truth. And thank you for being here to speak to us also. And so those of you who are out there and you watch InfoWars, you listen to the podcast, you watch the videos at band.video now, and you maybe try to talk to other people about this information. Some people are open to it. Some people are not. But I want you to know, whatever you find out there, you are not alone. You are among millions of people worldwide who watch this information and who learn amazing things that the mainstream media absolutely refuses to cover. And that's what we're talking about here today. The combination of AI, quantum computing, and humanoid robotics. So anyway, just thank you to all the people out there who said thank you. And even so many people told me, tell Alex that we love him. Tell Alex that, you know, we listen to him every day. Another thing interesting, some people at the event, I was talking to them backstage off the air. Many members of the federal government who are working inside various federal agencies such as DHS. And one individual, of course, I won't name the person, but he's part of a rapid response team that DHS sends out to events such as when Antifa is attacking an ICE facility in Portland, Oregon. You know, his team gets sent out there to interface with Antifa and take the beating, I guess, and, you know, try to prevent total chaos from breaking out. And he told me there's so many people inside DHS and inside the federal government who watch InfoWars and who are aware of all of this information and are on the side of Alex Jones and what this network represents and the information that we share. And so even inside the government, actually what he told me is they pretend to go along with the system because they get a paycheck, but they all have kind of an agreement, kind of an oath that if it comes down to the globalists taking out Trump or some future president ordering gun confiscation or something, they're all going to quit. They're all just going to pack up and leave. They're not going to sign up for that. So I don't know if Beto, however you pronounce his fake name, if he plans to go confiscate all these guns himself, maybe he might succeed once or twice max. But if he doesn't plan to confiscate all the guns himself, if he plans to send all these DHS agents out to do it, guess what? They're going to quit and they're going to go home because no one wants to take gunfire from America's patriots. You know what I mean? No one's that crazy. Probably not even Beto himself. Anyway, getting back on topic here. I'm sorry, one more thing. I want to mention this. Alex mentioned in a previous segment, my wife is from Taiwan. And I just want to say for the record, my wife's family escaped the communist Chinese, escaped them. You know, the Mao era, the Cultural Revolution. And Taiwan became the freedom center of Asia. I call Taiwan actually kind of the Texas of Asia. And Taiwan right now is run by pro-independence forces that understand the importance of being independent from communist China. But I want you to know that even though, I mean, myself and my wife, we have a global view about liberty and freedom, and we spread that information all across the world as best we can to people throughout Taiwan and Asia and other places. And there's also the EpochTimes.com newspaper run by people who also escaped communist Chinese. And the Epoch Times is one of the best independent sources out there right now, too. I met those people in New York. They have the exact same experience. They escaped the communist Chinese, but not all of them did. Some of their journalists and writers got caught in China and were tortured and murdered. And so I want you to understand what's at stake in all of this. The fact that we are here, the fact that you can tune in to InfoWars every day, that we're on the air, that we are still here fighting, that we're telling the truth, that we're challenging the corruption of the globalist system. That is such a blessing. Do not take it for granted. Continue to support this network, and we might just have a chance, the human race, I mean, not just America, but all of us. All right, in the few minutes we have left here, let me get back to the three pillars of technology that are going to threaten humanity. That is the rise of artificial intelligence, AI, humanoid robotics, and quantum computing, which breaks encryption codes. You might be asking yourself, what happens when all three of these technologies are combined in the hands of one evil globalist corporation like Google, or an evil government tyranny like communist China? Well, start thinking about it. with quantum computing, you can break all the codes. You have omniscience almost. You can, there are no more secrets from you. When you have artificial intelligence with, let's say, an equivalent IQ of 5,000 IQ points in a computer, you can outthink and outstrategize all human beings, including those in the military. And you can plan ahead 10 steps, and you can run false flags, and you can run messaging, and you can send out, you know, the messages to the media. And in fact, some people think that AI systems are already running the media, and that's a very real possibility. You combine this with humanoid robots, then you can translate it into physical action in the physical world. With humanoid robots that are connected to the AI-powered central server systems controlled by Google, let's say, what you get is a real-world translation of the evil intent of the AI system. These humanoid robots can go physically kill you. They can tear down buildings and cities, or they can build new structures. They are the military, real-world, rubber-meets-the-road systems powered by AI, which is also infused with all the knowledge because of quantum computing breaking all the codes. It is this trio that will spell doom for humanity if we don't stop it. And that's why I've said that we, as a nation, as a human race, we have got to pull the plug on Google. We have to pull the plug on AI. We need to prevent AI research from going too far in every nation of the world. And I don't think it's going too far to say that President Trump should, if he understood this, and I don't think he fully does yet, he should issue the Pentagon to go surround Google and dismantle it. This is beyond Skynet. This is beyond the Terminator series. We've got to stop this before it's too late. And the bad news is it may already be too late, because they're way ahead of what they declare publicly. And even though this paper came out Friday talking about a 53-qubit quantum computer, the truth is they already have this way beyond 100 qubits. That's just a fact that cannot be denied. So we have to pull the plug on this, or we, all of us, you and I, patriots, veterans, those of you out there, law enforcement, what have you, you better learn how to kill robots. And I mean that literally. You better learn how to kill robots, because they will be coming for you. We're talking about beyond Skynet. And when I say kill robots, I mean rapid fire, high caliber weapons. You need to go get yourself like a Nemo Arms 300 Win Mag semi-auto rifle platform. You know, you get yourself a 338 Lapua Magnum that's a semi-auto. I think Alexander Arms makes one of those. You're going to need high-powered weapons to stop these robots. I mean, think about the armor they will be carrying. Think about their thermal imaging systems. You better know how to camouflage yourself against thermal imaging, because these robots will hunt at night, and many of them will be airborne. They will be robotic drones powered by super intelligent AI systems, and they will be able to kill you from a very far, you know, long distance. They'll have ballistics computers running the calculations in them. They can compensate for their movement and windage and bullet drop and all that. And they'll just shoot at you from out of the sky and take you out one by one. You won't even know what hit you. You won't even know what's coming. So we either pull the plug now, or we, the human race, we go to war with the robots sooner or later. It's not next year, but it might be in 10 years. It's coming. And it's really, we're not going to be able to stop it, I think, once it unravels. So that's what's at stake. And Infowars.com is about the only place that you can get this information. I cover it at naturalnews.com. Paul Joseph Watson has covered it. There's more coming. Thanks for watching. Be safe. Get prepared.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.